everybody, for coming. So it's good to be back at Chodesh. I'll share a couple of tires in Mitzvah Shem. We're very grateful to Hashem Yisbarach for having Rosh Chodesh. Especially Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We're coming off such gewaldic days. In Chodesh Tikshrei, Tokif B'mitzvahs, mitzvahs all around. And we're about to hit a dry spell. Cold winter, cold B'gashmias, cold B'ruchnias. And Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is a bridge which will connect us to Rosh Chodesh Kislev and to Chanukah Mitzvah Shem. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is like a light, a little candle in the darkness. So to come together as Chaverim, singing together and striving, being Mespalat Hashem Yisparach, that it should be a month of Hatzlach and continued growth coming off of the heels of Tishrei. We know the Cheshvan is a month which the level will be very great. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built in Chodesh Cheshvan. So everything which we're doing today and the entire month is an investment in the future of Klal Yisrael and the investment of the world. That every mitzvah is a brick in building that Beis HaMikdash and Mitzvah Hashem. Just an Indian in Avodas Hashem. Let's begin with Cain. Vayosim Hashem leKain os. Cain kills Hevel. And Cain is involved in some type of an act of tshuva. And Rashi tells us, what does it mean, Vayosim Hashem leKain os? That Hashem gives Cain a letter from his name to protect him. Vayakol Moitzi Yehageni, he's afraid that he's going to be killed. Just to understand a little bit what this is, that Hashem gives Cain a letter from his name. Let's begin with the Vort from the Kotzker, from the house of Kotzk. That in last week's parasha, Parashas Bereishis, the Torah tells us that the Nachash is the instigator, he's the Mesis, and he gets punished first. And what's the Klala? Amongst others, one of the klalos is va'afar toichal koyamechayecha. You're going to eat dust your entire life. So, fact that tzaddikim, what type of a klal is this? Gevaldik. Everywhere he goes, his food goes with him. Seems like it's no greater bracha. So many people stressing out about their parnasa, what they're going to eat from day to day. The nachash has it easy. No matter where he goes, he knows his parnasa is coming with him. So answers the house of Kotzk. The fact that a Jew has to turn to Hashem Yisbarach for his sustenance reflects that there's a relationship between the Nivra and the Bar Yoylam. Our struggles, all the nisyonos which we go through, the fact that we turn to Hashem Yisbarach and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I need some parnasa. I need to have a wife, to have children, to do well on my tests, to get from point A to point B, whatever it may be in life. The chesronos which we have are brachos. Like we say in the bracha of Brei Nefashos, we make a bracha on the chesronon. Even the chesronos which we have, there's hidden bracha there. The fact that the nachash, that Hashem tells the nachash, v'ofer teicha kol yemei chayecha, what Hashem Yisbarach is saying to the nachash is that you and I, we're done. That really there should be a relationship between Hashem and all of his nivraim. The fact that the nachash, wherever he goes, his parnasa goes with him, what that means in Pnimius is that the nachash doesn't need Hashem Yisbarach anymore. You're not interested in a relationship? So then, of course, I'm still going to take care of you. But wherever you go, you have your parnasa. You don't need me anymore. To sever that relationship with Hashem Yisbarach is perhaps the biggest klala of all klalas. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makor of bracha. And if a person is disconnected from Hashem Yisbarach, and he's disconnected from the makor of bracha, ein klala gedola mizu. And that's really the ikra nekuda as it pertains to the klala of the Nachash. Perhaps you could say a remnant to this is in the pasuk itself. If you take a look in Perek Gimel pasuk Yedalid, where Hashem tells this over to the Nachash, "Vayomer Hashem elekim el Nachash ki asisa zois arur at mekol habehema v'chule v'chule v'afar toichal koyem echayecha." Something very interesting in this pasuk, that when it says "Vayomer Hashem elekim el Nachash," there's a psik. You know what a psik is? It's like a line. Psik, the intention of a psik is to be mafsik. It's coming to make a, to separate. Like I thought the psik chat once, one of the more pronounced psikim, if you could say such a word, that we're familiar with, is in Shacharis and psikim Zim every day. We say, ki kol Elohei hu amim elilim, right? Psik, right? Vashem shamayim asa. And in the Siddur it says, "Kan tzarich lahafzik ma'at," right? You have to stop here. I think in Pnimius what that means is that when a Jew says the words "Ki kol Elohei hu amim elilim," and he's turning to all of the avodah zarahs in the world, all the real avodah zarahs, all the things which are zar to us, and we say that, and it says psik, and the Siddur says "Kan tzarich lahafzik ma'at." It means that it's telling a Jew that in his heart he has to be mafzik from all of it. And then he has to be able to say, Hashem Shamayim Asa. It's talking to you. You have to be mafsik from all the elidim in our lives. You have to put an end to all that. The fact that there's a psik here, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, psik, El HaNachash, means that there's a curtain between Hashem Yisbarach and the Nachash. That severance in the relationship is the ultimate klala. When it comes to Cain, if you take a look very carefully at Cain's words that he says to Hashem, he says, "Hingarashti I see hayam yapni ha'adama," you've banished me, you've divorced me from the pnei ha'adama, "O mi panecha esaser," I'm going to be concealed, I'll be hidden from your face. And then he says, "V'hayisi na v'nad ba'aretz," I'll be wandering on the land. "V'haya komaitzi hageni," and anybody who will find me will kill me. Now we can take a look at the words of Cain here in two ways. In the beginning of the sentence, from the initial words of Cain, it would seem that he's very concerned about his relationship with Hashem. He says, "Hein girashti osi hayom mi'al pnei adam mi'panecha saser," I don't want to be banished from you. I don't want to be hidden from your face. But when he continues, he explains why. I'm just concerned about my life. I'm concerned about my own protection. So what he says later on in the sentence is megala, what he really means when he says, "Mipanecha esaser." Not that it really bothers me that I'm not going to have a relationship with you. Not that it bothers me that I won't be able to see your face, panim b'panim. That I'm not so concerned about. What I'm really concerned about is for Hayah Komotzi Hageni. The kind of wasn't about the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a pshara. On the one hand, in the beginning of the sentence, he wants to have some type of a kesher to Hashem Yisbarach, but a kesher in a way that it protects him that he shouldn't be killed. Not that he wants a real relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So Hashem has the perfect pshara. What did Rashi say before? Vayasim Hashem l'kain os, that Hashem gave him a letter from his name to protect him. This is the perfect pshara between what Cain wanted. That I should still be connected to you. Okay. But just to be connected, to be protected. Okay, so here's your connection. Here's a letter from my name. Now we're connected. But in a way that we're not really connected, you're protected with the letter of my name. But now that you have a relationship with my name, you're protected because of my name. in a certain way, where many of us, not that I'm chas v'shalom being mekatchik, chas v'shalom, but we see this. You find many times that a person is in a tzara, and what is he looking for? He needs a makubal. He needs a skula. Go to a makubal for a skula. What is that all about? What it really is saying, if I could be blunt, is that I'm in a tzara, I'm in a tight spot, and I want to get out of it. So again, of course, I'm not running to India or to some voodoo thing or some avodah zara mamish to help me out. I'm sticking within the realm of the Kedusha. But I don't know way that the tzara brings me to Hashem Yisbarach. I'm using Hashem. But I just want an etza and a solution in order to rid myself of the difficulty. Not to have a kesha with Hashem Yisbarach. So getting a skula, going to a makubal, it's kind of like vayasim Hashem l'kain os. You don't really want a relationship with Hashem. You just want that Hashem Yisbarach should bail you out. And should give me a letter from His name. But what does Hashem Yisbarach want from the Tzara? What does Chazal tell us about the Avos HaKadoshim? Gemara tells us, Mipneima hayu aviseinu vimoiseinu akaros. Why were they unable to have children? Why were they barren? Mipnei shaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel l'tfilas shel tzadikim. That the whole point of the Tzara is for the Tfila. And Rabbi Yisrael, Tfila means a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. When Tfila becomes lip service, then it's very similar to the Vayasim Hashem L'Kain Os. Remedy. I'll do what I need to do and I'll say what I need to say to have the parnasa which I need today and the refuahs which I need today. Because I need all those things and I know I have to turn to Him, but it doesn't mean that there has to be a relationship. We can still kind of keep our distance. But Hashem wants a relationship with Klal Yisrael, with each and every Jew. He wants to see every single Jew, panim b'panim. Let's take this a little bit deeper. Hashem did a gevaldik chesed for Adam HaRishon to put him in a Gan Eden, with everything. You can walk down Central Avenue and you can have all the different types of restaurants, whatever type of food from whatever country you want to have. It's all there. So Adam HaRishon had that times infinity. With all the gashmis, with all the ruchnis. There were thousands, tens of thousands of trees in the Gan, and every single Gan had a different taste. You can't even imagine the splendor, the beauty, the tanug of Gan Eden. And Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael in Pashas B'chukosai, in the brachas before the klalos, Hashem says, we're going to stroll together, we're going to go together. Rashi quotes Chazal, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you and I, we're going to stroll together down the streets of Gan Eden again. Now Rabbi Yisrael, think very carefully about this. You're in a Gan Eden. You have all the delicacies, all the tanugim, all the pleasures, all the matam. Could it be that all the trees, all the delicacies, that it's all really just a nisayon and a distraction? When a person is strolling in Gan Eden, what's the ikar Gan Eden then? Is the Gan Eden the Gan Eden? Or is the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, that kesher with Hashem Yisbarach, the Gan Eden? So let's take apart this chazal. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, the way that it was for Adam, you're going to have it too. Etayel emachem Gan Eden. I'm going to stroll with you in Gan Eden. What's the ikar Gan Eden? Is the Gan Eden the Gan Eden, or is the etayel emachem the Gan Eden? So in Chitzonius, we're taught to think and to understand that the Ikar Gan Eden is the Gan Eden. And we think about life in the Gan Eden as being so great because Adam Rishon had everything. His heart's delight. At 8 o'clock he can be by this God. At this 8, and by 10 o'clock he can be by this 8. There's a whole chevr of behemoths to hang around with. Gevaldik. But in Pnimius we're taught to think Andrish. We're taught to think that all that is tafel. And in fact, perhaps, even a distraction. And a nisayon to recognize that the Iker Gan Eden is the relationship with Hashem Yisborach himself. Like the Mesilas Yisharim says. Everybody knows the first paragraph of Mesilas Yisharim by heart. That an Adam was never his anig al Hashem. That his oinig should be Hashem Yisborach himself. Is he not the root of all Tanugim? So we ask ourselves, if we're that Adam in that Gan, what's my Gan Eden? Is it the Atay Limachem? Or is it the Gan Eden itself? And the Zohar Kodesh makes the following statement when speaking about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kutcha Bichu. And it brings a mashal. Bar Nash, a person, the Racha Mitzvah, that he loves a woman. The Havis Daika Bishuka de Bursaki, but where is she? She's in a tanning house. You know, tanning. It's a place which doesn't smell very good. In such a shuk. Eloy Havis Hitaman, if she wouldn't be there. Eloy Ayul Bala'am, and he would never go there, forget it. He would never think about going there. Cave and the Hitaman, but since she's there. Chami Be'enav Kishuka de Ruchli. In his mind, in his eyes, this is like a besamim shop. The chol reich in the alma tavan ishtachu taman. All the pleasant smells are all there. The Hainu Rabbi said that there could be a masav, there could be a situation that a person can find himself in the worst of the worst places. But if his beloved is there, then everything is there. Like Hillel says, "Vada simchas beis shoiva imani kan hakol kan," which is of course referring to the Shechina Kadosha. That the klal is when the Ribbono Shelolam is there, then everything is there. And if he's not there, then it's lacking so much that we can't even. It's like v'havlu bina ora bina chesha. Perhaps this is what Chazal mean. That's why Makdash mean. When we speak about Gan Eden, we speak about two Gan Edens. We speak about a Gan Eden Elyon and a Gan Eden Tachton. It's unclear exactly. What does it mean, a Gan Eden Elyon, Gan Eden Tachton? It could be that Pshat and Gan Eden Tachton is what we think Gan Eden is. The conventional Gan Eden. What's the Gan Eden? It's the Gan with all different types of delicacies. Gashmius to Beruchnius. But Klapei, the relationship with Hashem is Baruch, that's all called Tachta. Gan Eden Elyon, which is the real Gan Eden, is the relationship with Hashem is Baruch. The difference between Atay Limachem and the Gan Eden. Knowing what's an Iker and what's a Tafel. Perhaps we see a remez to this in Parshas Toldos when Yaakov wants to receive the brachas from Yitzchak. That of course Yaakov comes in to Yitzchak wearing the clothes of Esav. But these clothes are clothes from who? From Adam HaRishon and the Gan Eden. And of course Yitzchak doesn't know exactly who this is. But whoever it is, whether it's Esav or Yaakov, he considers him to be a tzaddik and worthy of the brachos. And he's coming for these brachos. He's coming for this Gan Eden. But it's unclear to Yitzchak that if he's wearing the clothes of Adam HaRishon, that's a simon to the fact that something is off. Adam HaRishon got too involved, got too enmeshed in these begadim. He lost sight of the fact that what's the real Gan Eden in Gan Eden? Is it Gan Eden Elyon or is it Gan Eden Tachta? Do I listen to Hashem Yisbarach not to eat from the Eitz Hadas because it's not about the matam, it's not about the trees, it's about Hashem Yisbarach, and this is the Iker Gan Eden? Or is that secondary Chas V'Shalom to everything else? And he was wearing these clothes, and that's a simon to the fact that maybe, that if he's coming with these clothes, maybe he's Toa also after the Tafel and not the Iker, what Gan Eden is truly about. Hence he says, HaKol Kol Yaakov Yidayim De'Esav. There's an inconsistency here. What type of a bracha is he going to get? So he says to him, Gishana ushakali bini, come closer. Let me be able. Allow me to be mevarer. What bracha are you worthy of? Are you worthy of the bracha from Gan Eden Elyon or from Gan Eden Tachta? And when Yaakov comes close, and he's able to see from Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov is the real deal. Yaakov understands the Gan Eden Elyon. The Chazal tells us about Yaakov, Yaakov is Shufrei the Adam HaRishon, that he had the beauty of Adam HaRishon. Which means to say that he didn't have the chelek of where Adam HaRishon didn't see things clearly. But he understood what it means, Gan Eden. That Yaakov understood the Chami Be'enav Kishuk Deruchli. That it doesn't matter where Hashem Yisbarach is, if he's there, then everything is there. This is the most beautiful scent where Hashem Yisbarach is. This is the true Gan Eden. So Hashem says, excuse me, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Re'ei Re'ech Bani Kereach Sada Asher Berech Hashem. Chazal said that he had the smell of Gan Eden, Rashi said. But what type of a Gan Eden? A Gan Eden which has all the thousands of trees in it? No, not that type of a tree. Not that type of a scent. Not that type of a Gan Eden. Re'ei Re'ech Bani Kereach Sada Asher Berech Hashem. The Yaakov is a kesher to the Gan Eden Elyon. The Kedushas Levi says many times, other tzaddikim say as well, that the Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu was one of a Kal V'Chomer. The reason why that is, without being Mayrich in this Indian, is that we know that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim corresponds to the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidrashas Bahem. And the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidrashas Bahem is Kal V'Chomer. And the first shame of the Yigim Amidah Zavracham was Kale. Kale. Kale, Racham, Machan, and Rechapayim. So since Kale, we find by Yaakov Avinu, the Torah says that he was Karel Yaakov Kale, that Hashem called Yaakov Kale. As we know, his name is Yisrael. That means that Yaakov as a Shaykh is the Kal V'Chomer. How can one use a Kal V'Chomer in his Avodas Hashem? How did Yaakov use the Yud Gimel Midas Shatran and Yudrashas Bahen to be Doirish Acher Hashem Yisbarach? So say the Tzaddikim, Yaakov made the following Kal V'Chomer. This is how he lived his life. Why should I allow myself to have this pleasure, whatever it is, everybody will name it, it's X. When this pleasure comes from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it that taste, it gives it that pleasure, better that I should have Tainik from Hashem Yisbarach, who's the root of all pleasures, than to detach myself from him and have pleasure from this. That's what Yaakov lived his life. This is the derech of Yaakov Avinu, the derech of Kal V'Chomer, the derech of Kadosh Baruch Hu was Karel Yaakov Kel. And when Yitzchak saw this in Yaakov Avinu, the mahalach of Yaakov, the derech of Kal V'Chomer, that the Iker Tainik is the Gan Eden Elyon, it's that kesher with Hashem Yisbarach, the relationship, that Atar Limachem. And even if the Atar Limachem is in the Shuka de Bursagi, this is the Iker Gan Eden, this is Gan Eden Elyon. So he saw that he was worthy of the brachas from Gan Eden Elyon. And this is everything. And that's why when Yitzchak goes ahead and he eats the food from Yaakov's plate, and then Esav comes in later, and then Yitzchak says, who was the one who was in here before? V'achalti mikol. What does Rashi say? I ate from everything. I ate from the plate where all of the matamim were there. Everything was there. Gan Eden Elyon. Because in Gan Eden Tachton, you can't taste everything all at once. You have to go from this tree to this tree to this tree to this tree, but everyone has a different taste. How can you have the totality, everything all at once? That's only in Gan Eden Elyon. V'achalti mikol. So you could say with Derech Remes, when it comes to gematrias, we know that there are five ender letters, so feast letters, the Mem, the Nun, the Tzadi, the Pei, and the Chaf. And we know from Aleph to Tav, this is from 1 to 400. And even though a Chaf Sofis can be 20, just like a Chaf is 20, if you continue on these letters, which is the Sofis letters, so then a Chaf Sofis is 500, and then a Mem Sofis is 600, and a Nun Sofis is 700, a Pei Sofis is 800, and a Tzadi Sofis is 900. So the difference between, for our purposes, a nun sofis being 50, or a nun sofis being 700, is the difference between a katan and a gadol. Let's say elyon and tachton. We would say that a nun sofis, which is the value of 50, is like a tachton. But if a nun has the value of 700, then at 700, that's considered to be elyon. That's gevaldik. So if you take Gan Eden and you make the Nun of Eden 700, the Hainu Gan Eden Elyon. So this is Gematria 827, which is Gematria Reyach Beni Kereyach Sade. That when Yaakov comes into Yitzhak and he says, oh, what type of a Gan Eden are we talking about? What type of a reyach is this that Yaakov is coming in with? Reyach beni kereyach sadeh from the Gan Eden Elyon. So he's zeichet to those brachos. Because Yaakov has a kesher to the Gan Eden Elyon. Now it doesn't sound so lemaisa. At least not as lemaisa as the first part where we spoke about the mekubalim and the skudos. However, it's very, very nogea. Every single person, especially a ben yeshiva, is in a Gan Eden. If he's in a Beis Medrash with Sfar Makdashim, with Chaveir, with Rebbeim, every single one is an eight, which has Peiris on it. And an eight is an Eitza. Every Rebbe is an Eitza. Every Chaver is an Eitza. Every Sefer is an Eitza. Every Shachris, every Mincha, everything is an Eitza. V'saknein ve'itza teivim l'fonecha. Everything is an Eitz HaTayva. This is a tree in the Gan. You have to just be careful that all the Eitzes don't become distractions from the Iker. That we could be in a Beis Medrash with all these Eitz and Toivim, and they all have Gevaldik taste and we're enjoying them. Every Ben Yeshiva should feel like this is the greatest chus in the world to be sitting in a Beis Medrash. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, that I should have this chus to sit in the Beis Medrash, that I've been chosen. How many times did we ask Hashem Yisbarach over the course of Elul and Tishrei, shifted the Beis Hashem Choye Mechaya? That there's no place that we'd rather be than in the Beis Medrash. Whether we really mean it or we don't yet mean it, but we're being bespalled for that. Lach Sis Baneim Hashem Alavaka Beichalai. That the Ben Yeshiva has that tzchus. And he's in the inner chamber, he's not in the outer chambers. But our avoda is to make sure that the Gan Eden Tachton doesn't conceal on the Gan Eden Elyon. Not to forget that the Beis Medrash is called the Beis Hashem. This is the place to find Him. But if we allow the Gan Eden Tachton to conceal the Gan Eden Elyon, then we're a little bit lost. We're a little bit lost. Or maybe a lot lost. Because if I pull Hashem Yisbarach out of Torah, if I pull Hashem Yisbarach out of Tefillah, I'm only in the Gan Eden Tachton, not in the Gan Eden Elyon. Where is the relationship? Or does the Nachash have an achiza? Is he biting my heel and I don't even know it? That it's shaykh that there can be ruchnius pleasures and things which are so gevaldic, which concealing on the ikar. is the ikra not va'ati Yisrael ma'ashem alakach shalom imachkin lira? Is it not yirasa kodim lechafmaso? Does Mitzusha not have a whole akdama being ma'iras to this inyan? Not to allow not just the physical distractions, but even the spiritual distractions to conceal upon the Ribbono Shel Olam and everything which we do. Because this is the Iker Chaim. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Moitzi Motza Chaim. Those who find me, they find life. It could be the Kayin, Chas HaShalom, who says, V'haya kol Moitzi Yahargeni. It could be that type of a Moitzi. Or it could be the type of a Moitzi, V'haya kol Moitzi Motza Chaim. If the Gemara says, Matza or Motza. What type of a Matza are we? We're looking to have a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, which is the Eitz HaChayim. B'haya kometz yageni, that's the bechin of the Eitz HaDas, which represents all the other trees in the Gan. But the Eitz HaChayim, which was the Kodesh Baruch Hu desire says in Tikkunim, Hashem wanted that Adam should eat from the Eitz HaChayim. The secret of the Eitz HaChayim is the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. Like the panim b'panim by Matan Torah. That there was zeichet ha'tam of that Chayim. When we learn Torah, we have that kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. And when that happens, the Torah is called in Eitz Chaim HaMachazikim Bo. And that the Torah should bring to a tefillah, and that type of a tefillah should be a tefillah which has a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. We have to ask ourselves, are we lost? And if not, we should find our way. Which Baruch Hu should help us as we're exiting these days of Chodesh Tishri and entering into Cheshvan. Kodesh Baruch Hu should illuminate us at the derech ahead. I'm spending a lot of time in the Beis Medrash because there's no more Yom Tovim anymore. And it's a time to be omel and Torah, this is what Makdashim say. But it should be a way in where Tisha was a hachana for Cheshvan. That halavai we were able to find and to taste Hashem Yisbarach in the avoid of Tishrei, whether it was in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Everybody certainly had a moment where he felt some type of a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach that he can hold on to in the Cheshvan and to say, I want to bring that back a little bit. I want to be makashim myself to that. And in a way, to be in the Beis Hashem, where we're searching for that Eitz HaChaim, searching for the relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, a true, meaningful relationship, not to fall into the Makubal style, into the Skula style, but to have a real, meaningful relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the Iker Chaim, to live a life in the Gan Eden Elyon. I'll be zeichet to that, to the months ahead, to be zeichet to see Hashem once again, upon him, with the ultimate relationship to be as good as I can be.